Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Stephen Groost is on the line. He is head of African governance and diplomacy at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Stephen, apologies for my tardy timekeeping this afternoon. Are you well this afternoon?
Hi, Simon. Yes, always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm very well. Thank you.
Stephen, lots of bellicose utterances coming out of China. We see an inordinate amount of jets flying over Taiwan. What is going on? Why now? And is this serious?
I think it's definitely something to pay attention to. The jets are not flying over Taiwanese airspace. That's important to note, but over what they call their Air Defense Identification Zone, ADIZ. So it's not quite their territorial waters, and it's not over, over the island of Formosa or Taiwan, but it is getting quite close to the mainland, and the Taiwanese and the Americans and the Americans' allies like the British and the Australians, the Japanese are all definitely paying attention. Why now? Yeah. It seems that, it was the Chinese National Day on the 1st of October, which celebrates the coming into power of the Communist Party in 1949. And on the 10th of October is Taiwan's Independence Day or National Day. And so these things have a lot of symbolic importance at the time that they're happening. It is concerning, although I don't think an attack is imminent.
What's the end game here? I mean, what do they want to achieve by this other than bringing the world to the precipice of where we don't want to go?
Yeah. I mean, China has what it calls its One China principle, where it considers Taiwan a renegade breakaway province that is essentially part of China. Taiwan has existed since 1949, but is not recognized by many countries around the world. And so China still has territorial claims. It is a growing superpower. It's asserting its diplomatic and political muscle, its economic muscle. And it's emerging at a time of American decline. And therefore, it has always said that it is prepared to take Taiwan by force if it needs to. The latest estimates that I saw over the last few days was that it might do so in 2025. Why particularly at that time, I'm not sure. Maybe it'll be a new American administration in at that time, and it sees the costs as being low. But no, I don't think we should discount that great powers can assert themselves. I mean, who would have ever thought that Russia would have invaded Ukraine and taken the Crimea in the 21st century? It's like unheard of. This is very 19th century gunboat diplomacy kind of stuff, but it still happens.
Well, I find it so bizarre in this particular context is that everybody on Taiwan is in fact or used to be or was related originally Chinese. I mean, everybody must have family there. The ties must be absolutely incredible. It just seems like there's no place for any of this. And yet you look at something like Hong Kong and what China did in terms of what they promised they would do in the two systems, and so much for two systems today. I would be pretty nervous if I was sitting on the island of Taiwan.
Yeah, this one is definitely concerning. It's prompted the Taiwanese Prime Minister to make pronouncements. Got them on high alert. And I mean, the other thing that is interesting about this is, of course, whenever China deploys these fighter planes, Taiwan has to scramble its own jets to meet them in the air, obviously not to shoot at them, but to be aware of what's happening. And that costs a lot of money, and it also erodes the morale of the Taiwanese, slowly but surely.
Fascinating. We'll keep tabs on that. Stephen, thanks for your insights this afternoon, and thanks always for being so agreeable to talk to us here on Chai FM.
You're very welcome, Simon. Have a great day.